Well, there we go. Another edition of What's Involved. Man, this is, well, I'll start off at the very beginning. This is a Sunday morning. It is, what, the 7th of April. And one thing I have come to the conclusion of, if you've been following along, I had a muscle biopsy, left thigh. They said to me it was going to be about 3 centimeters long. It's closer to 5 or just over 5 centimeters long. And I know this because I took the dressings off yesterday. Also, dissolving stitches don't necessarily dissolve. Mm-hmm. That's something to bear in mind. And what else did I want to say? There's a lot, you see, and I've been thinking about a lot of stuff. And sometimes the thinking of it and the putting it into words doesn't always come as easily as you might think, especially the way I can carry on sometimes. But, you know, there we go. That's just one of those things. So let's try and stop meandering. It's now been, 10 days or so since I had the muscle biopsy to find out if I have this polymyositis. Still haven't heard back. Wrote an email off to the neurologist and said, hey, listen, hi, me, what's happening? And haven't heard back from her as well. I told you that I was prescribed something new for my ADD, which worked brilliantly for a couple of days, and then kind of made me feel like I'd had way too many energy drinks, he says, sipping on a cup of coffee. But seriously, it was like, how do you describe it? Too many energy drinks, jittery and, you know, and felt like my heart was racing, pain in my temples. It was just there. But one of the things I've seen in some of the feedback, and let me start right here by saying this, is feedback is so important, okay? If you like this, share it to it. But also comment. There's been so many people that have commented. And as with anything, and as you know, I've been in radio for a while, so you know, there's no such thing really as bad publicity. So even the ones that have gone there so far, so what, don't really mind, because they watched it and they might tell somebody about how annoying I am. Either way, you know, it's gonna be good for us getting the word out. But a lot of people have come back and said, thank you for sharing, and it's incredibly brave, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it's necessarily brave. I think it's the right thing to do, and I think it's the kind of stuff we need to talk about. And, you know, yes, this is primarily about autoimmune diseases. What do we do about them? Those of us who are currently afflicted with autoimmune diseases, I don't think suffering is the right word. It's just, yes, there's a lot of pain and stuff, but suffering, I don't know. So afflicted with autoimmune diseases. We go through a lot, and sometimes we go through a lot by ourselves, and sometimes we have some people with us. But I think unless you actually have something similar to what I have or what other people have, you really don't understand how it affects you and how it changes your life. And I've been looking back at that, and I was thinking, because I think this whole sort of journey of mine started about 3 years ago, and I was thinking what I was able to do then and the stuff that I take for granted. I've said it before, I'm probably going to say it again. You know, health is wasted on the healthy. Because when you're healthy, you just take stuff for granted and you don't get out there and appreciate it. And with autoimmune disease, at least with mine, that the sort of onset, that it's this insidious slow creep, and you just stop doing things and you do less of certain things. And this is where the mental health aspect comes in, because before I knew it, I was literally a recluse. Didn't want to go anywhere, didn't want to go out, didn't want to do anything, was, you know, worried that if I go out, I'm going to fall down or do something silly and you know, embarrass myself. And I mean, that's the worst part. You know, we sit and I'm worried about embarrassing myself, okay? And I was worried about that. And now with this polymyositis, I look like the human walking version of Gru from the Minions. And I thought, why was I embarrassed and worried then? Look at me now. So now I've just given up, you know, if I make it out, check me out. But it's this mental aspect that I'm talking about. And the problem is that it creeps up on you and it's there constantly. And I cannot tell you how many people have went and gone and they've sort of patted me on the shoulder and gone, chin up, man, can't be that bad. And have you tried taking vitamins, or have you tried this and have you tried that? And I'm like, yeah, I have. And I understand the whole thing about a positive attitude. But sometimes positive attitude does not work. I can get up, I can wake up in the morning, and I can tell myself as many times as I want to how positive I am and how life is going to be great. And it sometimes doesn't work. And the sort of emotional, mental fallback on that is terrible, because one of the things that has happened to me, and I know it's happened to many, many other people, I'm not alone in this, is this: you start to lose friends, because, you know, friends will only invite you over to come over for dinner or for a braai if you're in South Africa, a barbecue if you're anywhere else, so many times. And if you say no, you know, eventually they stop asking you. And also they'll stop phoning and asking if you're all right, because what do you say? No, I'm not. Okay, well, have a good day. And you can go, well, yeah, okay, good day is relevant, but I'll do my best. And it slowly puts you into a very dark place. And it can be, even if you are surrounded with people, sometimes it can be lonely. And this is the kind of stuff that I want to talk about. And I can only really share my experience up until and when you share yours. And a couple of people have agreed to come and have a chat to me about this. So I'm going to be getting those guys on soon. But for me, the worst part has been feeling less of a man, way, way less of a man, not being able to lift things up, not being able to carry things and do things. One of my favorite things that I used to do with Elena is, you know, either I would make dinner in the evenings, or I would help her. Can't do that anymore. And you get this immense feeling of guilt. And then the work thing came along, and I've been able to work less and less and less. And then the days I do feel good, I try and do too much work to catch up. And then for the next 4 days, I'm wasted. And these are things that I've had to deal with, and I am still dealing with, is this the incredible amount of guilt and feeling like a failure, like I'm not good enough anymore. I can't contribute. We're looking after my mom and sister, both who are technically disabled as well. That's a burden, and it was a burden that was shared. And now what I've done is I've added myself to that burden, to that responsibility. And it's how do we navigate around that? And, you know, I was talking, a friend sent me a message, and I'm sure I've spoken about it, where she was diagnosed with cancer and has to have a double mastectomy. And she also said the same thing as I have. It's not the actual process, okay? It's this waiting and this not knowing. How does that make you feel? Because for me, that's the stuff that eats me up, is this waiting. It's like, what are they going to say? Are there going to have to be more tests? Will we be able to afford it if they're tests? Will our medical aid, medical insurance, will it pay for whatever needs to be done? And then I sit and think to myself, this is what I'm worried about, which is very much like a first world kind of problem, trust me. But what about those people that can't afford any of that? I have a friend, we've become friends, I met him in hospital, hopefully I'll get him on here to have a chat about it as well. He simply couldn't afford the treatment. So he's gone and looked for an alternative sort of regime to see if that'll help. Now, I've always been a bit of a hippie at heart, so there's a part of me that's very keen on finding out about the alternative things, and yet I have a neurologist who goes, if you stop taking the treatment, which is the polygam at this stage, we're going to have to start it all over again if you get worse. And I'm like, that's not a chance that I'm prepared to take. So it's how do we go on from there? And this is where I need your help and I need your input. Share with me, what do you think? What's happened? Do you know people that have got it? And I guess the general message that I'm trying to get across, particularly in our country, South Africa, is we need to be kinder. We need to understand more. We need to look at other people and realize that maybe we don't have it all. We don't know it all. And we also need to be able to help more. You know, it costs nothing to be nice, it costs nothing to help. And this is the thing I'm trying to help by sharing this. There's a couple of other things that I want to do. I always try and help. Don't always get it right, but just get out there. I mean, you know, and it's one of the things when I was doing my podcast, I always used to say I'm a rabid, a rabid patriot. I love South Africa, love my country. Don't love what's happening in it. I don't love what certain people are doing, but I love my country and I love the people. And I believe that, you know, all of us, if we are together and take care of each other and we just show more love, I believe we can achieve amazing things. And, you know, if anything, this journey has told me is that, and taught me rather, is that no man is an island. So if you are watching and you've watched this far, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Hopefully we can make a difference. I don't know if we're going to necessarily change the world overnight, but hell, why not try? Maybe not overnight, but take a bit longer. So do me a favor, share this amongst your friends, your family. You know, the old algorithm thing, which I don't understand. I tried to watch a series on how you're supposed to do YouTube properly, and I thought, you know what, stuff it. This is my story. This is my heart, my soul. You're either going to find it and you're going to like it or you're not. But if you do find it and you have found it and you like it, just like and subscribe, because apparently that'll help other people find it as well. And whatever you do, look after yourselves, take care, and be kind to each other. And for me, until next time, thank you so much for your time.